Today's daf in Shviyas Yerushalmi is daf Ayin Hey, and we're holding at that Halakha Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. So we've been talking about all the dinim of Biur and the relationship of Biur to Hefker. Now, once we've decided what the dinim of Biur are, let's take a look at what the impact is of a Biur on one item, on the chiev of biur of another item. And we'll talk about the tam. So somebody takes three pickles. He's got pickled tomatoes, pickled cucumbers, and pickled radishes. All right? He puts them all together in one chavit. What's the din? He's got it filled with either salt or with vinegar, and one of these goes out of time. So that it's been lost. The tomatoes were the first thing to go. And now what happens to everything else in the barrel? So Akove Shlosha Kivashim, Bechavit Achat, Rebbe Eliezer Amar, Ochlin Al Harishon. That means the moment that the tomatoes are gone, can't eat anything. Because after all, the taste of the pickled tomatoes, pickling has the same din as cooking. And therefore you have the taste of Isser in all of the other things, and you cannot eat any of these things after this amount of biur of the first to go. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no, it goes according to the last to go. So therefore, since there's still something that is available in the Sada, we view all of these things, the mixed tastes of them, as being available in the Sada. And we're going to see in our Gemara today what the logic is of such a thing. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, actually, kol shekala mina mina sada yivar mina mina chavit. We don't aser the tam, and it's just the tomatoes you need to take out of that barrel, and then you can continue eating the pickled cucumbers, and so on. Whatever min is gone, that's the min that you take out. But as far as the problem with the taste of the thing, there's no iser of the tastes, and halachic dvarav. Now the question whether halachic dvarav appears in the Mishnah or is actually in the Gemara, that we're going to see. The Rambam seems to go out of as well. This is a question of the correct gears in the Pirush HaMishnah, is that it is halachic dvarav, but not because of what it says in this Mishnah. But exactly he's coming to be mafkia isn't clear. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, it's more than that. It's that the dinim of biur are not defined by particular vegetables, says Rabbi Shimon. That actually, all yirakot are one. If the animal could find yirakot in the soda of any type, you think an animal really cares whether it's cucumbers or tomatoes? But he's looking for a cucumber and tomato sandwich with cheese, maybe? He needs to have food to eat. So if you got cucumbers, fine, he's got what to eat. You got tomatoes, he's got what to eat. What difference does it make the particular thing that he's eating? And therefore, all minim, according to Rabbi Shimon, if they're vegetables, they're vegetables. I don't touch any vegetables, as the kid says. Okay, so basically, all vegetables are the same. And therefore, there's not even an issue of Yerv Tam. Vegetables are available. Keep your veggies in your big pickle barrel. Okay, getting back, not to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, but the general accepted Shita. Ochlin Bergila. Sergila, that's what we said were the Chaluglugot, which I keep telling you I know what it looks like, but I really have no idea what, I don't think I've ever eaten it. And the Rambam says, I ain't ever seen this either. But, you know, in places where it's popular, it's very popular. And you can continue eating there until they stop selling cigarettes in Beit Netufa. That's probably not what it means. Achi echlu cigariot. Maybe it doesn't mean cigarettes. Maybe it means a particular min of chaluglugot, which some suggest is actually other gersaot. In Beit Netufa, so Rambam says, well, Beit Netufa is called Beit Netufa because it's dripping, and it's very, very damp there, and chaluglugot grow in very damp areas. You never know. Gavi may make it all the way down to Beit Netufa today. Poof. That would be quite a trick. Well, not if he drives. And once he's heading down the Beit Netufah, he could even stop at the Rabbein Hupachi along the way, and then we could have. That would be unbelievable. One day, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, so until Beit Netufah loses its Chaluk Lugot, you can eat anywhere, because it's definitely somewhere or another. Although, I must admit, says the Rambam, even though this seems to be very popular, I've never seen it. I don't know what is so popular about it. But okay, now let's get to our Gemara.
About somewhere, a beautiful picture of it flooded.
Yes, beautiful. And the area is so beautiful. But do you have a picture of the Chaluk Lugot of Beit Netufah? That's the question. Do you have the picture of the Segariot in the Makolet of Beit Netufah? That's the question. And we'll see some serious Barnea research.
I accept the challenge, especially according to the purist that it's an artichoke.
Okay, great. Okay, so now the question is, Reb Lezer says that you are the moment that your tomatoes are gone. And Rabbi Yoshua says, you are mutter as long as any of the minim are there. So what exactly is the svar of Rabbi Eliezer? I mean, that's pretty clear, that the Rishon is notein tam b'acharon. The first one that disappears from the Sada is still in that barrel in terms of its tam. So the tam should be aser, and once the beer is over for that tomato, so then anything that tastes of tomatoes that are chayav in beer are also going to be awesome. Yeah, that's pretty reasonable. That's the way we keep kashrus in general. So why would Rabbi Yeshua say in the other direction? Well, the tam of Rabbi Yeshua is that, isn't it also true that the last thing that disappears has actually given its taste to the rest of it and its mutter to eat? Well, that's very nice, but what does it mean? Kasha, the Rebbe Shimon. I mean, yes, the Achron does give the time into the Rishon. And why is that important? I'm only interested in, is it not also true that the Rishon is not sent time by Achron? And we say that if you've got an Isser, you've got an Isser. So how's he explaining the disappearance of the Isser of Tam? Now, in classic Yerushalmi fashion, the Gemara lets your little head worry about that for the next few thousand years and doesn't give us an answer as to what the Svara is. So, again, there's all types of discussions among the Mefarshim. So what really is he saying? So some say he's not concerned that much about it because since the whole din of Shemitah Bisman Hazeh is the Rabbonan, and therefore there was no takona of biur on Tam alone. Or some learn there is a chiyuv of biur on tam alone, but that's only if it was a tam of iser at the time that you put it in. So then it was absorbed as a tam of iser. But if it's a tam of heter, we're always more makel on a tam of heter. And at that time, it was already heter. Or some even taina that it's based on his drasha. Because remember, we had two different mekeres for the halacha of biur. One is mina sadeh tochal tevuato, which means only as long as you can go out to the field and take it. And the other one was from the fact that v'la chaya asher b'sadeh, which means it should be available to the chayes. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the additional limud min hasadeh means that anything that still tastes of what it was in the sadeh is mutter to be eaten, even if it has other tastes in it. That's already, that is a big chiddush, but it has a mokar, actually, in the Teres Kayanim, and because of that, the Rosh brings it over here as a possibility in the real meaning of Rabbi Yeshua. Now, Rabbi Gamliel, he says, each thing is dealt with on its own. The tomatoes disappear, take the tomatoes out of the barrel. And so on. So kol shekola mino besadeh, yiva'er mino minachavit, says the Gemara, tonis, obviously we didn't have the girsi in the Yerushalmi of vehalachakid varav, toni in a brisa that was said on this Mishnah, V'halacha kidvarav. Chizki Aymer. Look, I got a big chiddush. I say, you've got a whole garage that are filled with a particular type of thing that has disappeared from the sudden. You start taking it out to be mavire it. The moment you start and you take some of it out to the hefker, at that moment, it's as if you were mavire the entire thing. You don't have to actually, remember we have the big machlokas that we discussed at the beginning of the parak of the different shitas of what biur is. We had the Riva Chita that there are two separate stages in Biur. One that's defined by the local Sholosh HaRotzeis, and one that's defined by Chlal, whether it's available. But there were these special Shitas that said that you have to actually get it out of your house. And the others were, okay, you know, you can be Mafkered, and once you're Mafkered, you can be Zoche in it again, which the Riva agreed to is true before it disappears entirely from the whole country. So Chizkiah seems to be taking for granted that there is an inyan of taking things out, but not everything. There's a physical act of biur, which is a powerful act of a hefker. We mentioned this morning above Metzia. You know, the difference between just yush and an act of hefker, we're going to talk about later in the sugya whether you need three people to actually be mafker to say in front of them. And he is mechadesh, that you don't really need to take it all out, because the nature of biur is not to establish a sense of bilus on the thing. Once you show that you're taking it out, you don't have to literally make sure that every last thing gets out of your reshus. Now, we had an actual maisa like this, in which asa uvda kameda Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi actually paskan aloha la maisa like Chizkiah. And he said, look, this is a big kula. I have to tell you, I would never myself have paskan this way. Lav da ana savrak avase. I don't believe that I understand what that could possibly mean, la aloha. But I see, man da anadchami and rabbanan avdinu de kavase. I see that all of the G'dayle Ador, they all keep to that din, and they're not taking out every last piece. So apparently, it's like he says, maybe because that was part of the takana of Biur Bizman Hazeh. I'm not sure. But I think we can rely on it, halacha l'maisa. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Adifa had an actual maisa, and he needed to figure out how he could keep the peres. He had a lot of peres that we're already after, it was coming up to the Zman of Biur. He wanted to know, is there any way for him to be Zoche in those peros? He came and he asked Rabbi Yirmiyah, Azar Sha'ala Rabbi Yirmiyah, what can I do that I don't have to lose all of those peros? Omar Leis, Rabbi Yirmiyah said to him, I don't understand why you're coming to ask me. You've got all of these lions, Aryavata Kamach, there's lions all over here, and you come to ask the foxes, like me, go to a lion. Okay. So here's Rabbi Yirmiyah doesn't want a paskin. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Adifa went to ask Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia said to him, well, get together three friends. Make sure they're friends, because if they're not friends, oh boy, they will take advantage of you. So bring three friends. V'afkara kameo. And be mafkirit in front of them. Then that's a legal act of hefker. And then you'd be able to go and you could take it back, because once you did the hefker with the biur, you're allowed to retake it. Now, these are tremendous problems to those shitas that hold that you have to actually burn it. I mean, like, what does the Rambam do with this? He says that biur is mechayev you to actually burn it. So, okay. Question is whether this is dependent on a machlokes tanoim. Na kaputkoi ditziporin, shalun rabimi. So there were the pashtus of the meaning, you would guess that the girsa should be kapdunoi de tziporin. People that were like very kapdunim. They weren't kindly, they didn't like to share with people, and they didn't have many friends. And the girsa turned into the people from Kapotkia. That was because of a tour that the Barnea was raising at the time. So just in order to make a little bit of additional publicity for the tour. So, you know, it became already, this is the special tour to the Gemara that talks about the people from Kapotkia in Tzipori, which allowed him to get a group of people to be going on a tiul in the Galil and then to Kapotkia and to make it one of these turkey kind of things. Anyway,
hot air ballooning. That's what you do in Kapotkia.
Yes, yes.
And here too, they have hot air ballooning. That was the connection.
I see. Okay, but that definitely is firmly based on both archaeology and tourist guiding. Hot air.
Actually, the love of hot air.
Right. All right. So then the question is whether it's referring to the Kapodonim or it's truly referring to the people from Kapotkia. But anyway, they came and asked Rabami, well, what do? We don't have any friends. It's a great question. So your answer was find three friends. What do people do when they don't have three friends? So they said, you know, begin the lesson, Elan Amarocham. These people don't have any friends. So they don't even have anybody who comes and says good morning. Nobody says good morning to us. Velo Sha'al Shalom. You know, this is no country for old men, let me tell you. But what do we do? Eich Tzurchem Evad. What are we supposed to do about being mafkir? If we're actually go out and we're mafkir, then the people will walk away with everything we got. So it's not a very good idea for us. Oh, Marlon. So he said to him, what you can do is keep clear of this. Take a look in the street. And when you see nobody's outside, katechmun riglot salila, you see there's not, it's a very cute way of saying riglot salila, everything is crystal clear feet, meaning there's nobody out there. So when you see that there's nobody outside, take your fruit out to the shuk and leave it out there for a minute, you know. Anybody could come and take it. Well, 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 5 minutes later, nobody's taking it. Go back and take it yourself. So chazrin v'zachin, and then you go back, and that way there are very little chances that you'll be able to that someone will come along and you'll lose your parents. Rabbi Chagai, Mephalaglit Sluchoyen Sluchoyen, Rabbi Chagai used to give out pitchers and pitchers of wine. Now, this was that shita that says that you give out sufficient for Sholosh Suhudais to all of your friends or to everybody who can use it, and then the rest of it, your motzi to the shuk. So Rabbi Eliezer also used to do this. Rabbi Eliezer would be Mephalaglit Sluchoyen Sluchoyen.